These are our young people. And they are continuing to grow in their faith, and we're proud of them. And these are our young people. Don't just point to their parents and say, these are your kids. No, this is our kids, and we are the family of God and family in faith. And we want to also thank you for being our uncles and aunts and parents and grandparents, because this church, like no other church, has been greatly supportive of our youth in many ways. In any way you look at it, the church has been greatly supportive of our youth, and we would truly like to thank you. And who knows what God will do with these young people as they grow in their faith and as they grow mature in their walks with God. Who knows how God will use them? And we're very looking forward to it, and we're very proud of them, and we want to thank you so much, the church. At this time, let us read the scripture together. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. You just stand if you're able. And these two verses, actually today, let us read them together. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen. Father God, we thank you so much. Thank you for blessing our church. And thank you for this wonderful church family who serves you, who loves you, and who loves one another, each other, that belong to this this community. And this church has been incredible in supporting our young people. And we thank you. We ask your blessings. And at this time, Lord, as we hear your word and we hear the testimonies from these young people, Lord, help us to draw near to you. Help us to be challenged in our faith as well. And help us to serve you and serve one another as you have been a great example for all of us. Empower with your Holy Spirit to those who will deliver the message right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. And this morning, please look forward to hear the wonderful words of message and the testimony from our two of our wonderful young people. August Messon, and then Madison Purvis. These two young people, they both are students at Loganville High School. They are active members of our youth group and our church. Let us hear from them what God will speak through them. First, August.
Well, good morning. Okay. So what does it mean to be an imitator of God and live in love as Christ has loved us? So as I know, many of you know that the youth group goes on mission trips every year, either in the state of Georgia or out of the state, just to go help people. 3 years ago, I went on a mission trip to Milledgeville, Georgia, and in my group, we were tasked to help a couple where the wife was wheelchair ridden, and the male was not very, and their husband was not very strong, and there were a whole bunch of very large steps that were needed to get in and out of the house that she could not leave the house. And so we built a wheelchair ramp. And the couple of days that we were there, we were working. The husband came outside and greeted us every day and made sure we were doing okay. But the wife never came outside until our last day, when she, right as we finished, she came outside and thanked us and told us that she could see God's love washing over us, and how it was just helping her in such a great way. And then this year, or last summer, we went to North Carolina. And we went out and we went to a community of people who were not as fortunate as us. And we played around with the children and we had fun with them. But one of the kids that I was playing around with and having fun with, I could tell that he wasn't like the most popular kid in the group or really didn't have very many friends in there. And it just really touched me in a way because he asked us if we could come back. And I realized that I put Christ into him and showed him what God can do for us. However, with the disasters that are happening all along the East Coast, with the hurricanes, the multiple ones that are coming up, people are going to need help, and then they're going to need something constant in their life, because everything that they had, their life that they just had, just got blown away or washed away. And so they need something constant. And so when we go out there and help them, we are showing that Christ is a constant. His love is always there and is always pouring over us and helping us. And so in Matthew chapter 13 through 16, verses 13 through 16, chapter 5, it says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see the good works and give glory to our Father in heaven." This is the word of Jesus. And what is the salt and what is our light? It is Jesus' love that he has given to us. Today's passage speaks about, as we have received his love, we are to give love to others, and that is our responsibility. And we pray that the others will take that love and they will glorify God with it so that he can see all of the love that we are spreading throughout the world and helping other people. Ephesians chapter 5 says, "Live in love as Christ has loved us and gave himself up for us." The New International Version says, "Walk in the way of love." Christ walked in the way of love with spreading the word and healing those that were hurt in the name of God. We should go out and help people just like Christ did. This does not mean that you need to start a charity or a mission only where you're helping people all the time. You need to work with for yourself first, make sure that you are not going to become one of those needy that need help, and then go out and help the needy so you can help them better. And when we go out and do that, all those people will see how Christ has touched us, and they will be ready to, they will be accepting it and putting it and coming to worship with us. Imitating God isn't just about going to mission trips and lending hands to those that are in need. It also happens with us every day as we embrace God's love in our lives. Leading up to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, is the description of the new life in Christ. Here's what Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through 32 says. "So then, putting away falsehood, let us speak of truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing rather than labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building, as there is need, so that the words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit with what you have marked with a seal of with what you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption, but put it away from your bitterness, wrath and anger and wrangling, bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as Christ has forgiven you. In the scripture today, we are called the dearly loved children of God. We know that God loves us, and we are dearly loved. That is a strong phrase that a parent would use to their children. God is saying that we are his children, and that he loves us. And with being God's children, we are to imitate God, just like how we like to imitate our parents. Like I know as a kid, I always wanted to be the same thing as my dad, which I always thought he counted hams. Don't know why, but that's what I thought he did. And so it tells us to follow his example in those words, exactly meaning that God wants us to follow him, be his example on the earth that he has created. Now, with saying that he is our example, he is also saying that we cannot do no wrong if we follow the example or the path that he has given to us by letting Christ come down onto our earth and showing us what God wants us to do. This also means that the sacrifice that Jesus gave us is great, and the sacrifice also let God's river of love flow over us as a populace. And so if we sacrifice ourselves and God to help others, we will be overwhelmed with God's love and that he has put into us and a part of us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning. I wanted to start off by saying that being a Christian is never easy. But being a follower of the Lord has many good times. We also face several trials and tribulations. This is something I have recently become familiar with. In the past year, I've experienced a lot of changes and started new journeys. And today, I want to share my experience with you all and show how important it is to make your faith your number one priority. A little over a year ago, something happened to my family that we had been anticipating for a while. Due to a merger in my father's company with another in California, my dad lost his job, and our double-income family turned into a single-income family. In most situations, people would get angry at God or play the victim card. But my parents have been incredibly optimistic, and my dad has displayed a great example of how us Christians get through hard times. About 6 months ago, I started my first job at O'Charley's, and I will admit it, at first, it was awful. I was not at all prepared for this stressful environment, demanding tasks, tyrannical managers, or difficult customers. While adjusting to my new environment, the Lord spoke to me through a devotional one morning. It focused on the verse Isaiah 41:10, which says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." This verse provided me much comfort and put into perspective how I need to be living my life. And then a little over 2 months ago, as some of you may know, my grandmother, one of the sweetest ladies to ever grace this earth, went to be with the Lord and other fallen loved ones. Although my family was expecting this, the death of a loved one is never something you can fully prepare for, especially when you have never experienced it firsthand. It took lots of time and lots of prayer until I was at peace with the fact that she was gone. Though knowing that she is in good hands until we are reunited again gives me and my family great comfort. And just over a month ago, I started my senior year at Loganville High School. And yes, it still feels weird to say that. Thus began the train wreck of decisions, paperwork, sleepless nights, and endless applications. And just a few short weeks after, I began taking college classes, which is a whole other monster. Adapting to a new environment while still trying to excel in the one you're in has proven to be quite difficult. But the Lord consistently gives me peace, just in reminding me that he has a plan. On top of all this, I somehow coordinated my brother, aunts, cousin, and myself to all attend a new contemporary church in Athens weekly. This has proven to be a refreshing experience, bringing all of us close together and holding one another accountable in our walk with the Lord. Though Loganville First has and always will be my home church, I have enjoyed broadening my horizons and receiving different perspectives on God's Word. With my constantly changing schedule and busy weeks, it can be easy to forget little things like my daily devotional or blessing before a meal. These once or twice mishaps quickly turn into habits, and before you know it, you're lost. But the Lord always wants more of us. He will always accept us with loving arms, despite our anger, bitterness, or grief. But through all of this, it is important to remind yourself that God is good. He will always provide for us, no matter how many times you try to turn our back or ignore him. No matter the thoughts or the actions or the negative influences in our life, he will always forgive. In our time here on earth, we are destined to come across job loss, stress, busy days, loss of a loved one, and strains in our relationship with God. In order to keep myself on track, I try to surround myself with godly relationships. I find that in having someone walking with me and supporting me in all aspects of my life, especially my faith, makes everything so much easier. I owe my growing relationship with God to my parents who instilled my foundation of faith, my family and friends who hold me accountable, and you all, my church family. I strongly encourage all who are here today to make God your number one priority in all that you do. Pray that he uses you to spread his word, to shine his light on any hardships or devastations that we face, and to grow each and every day. I pray that you all will never walk away from the love of God that I have seen displayed here during my 17 years. And I hope that we will all continue our walk day by day, hand in hand. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Please join in singing the hymn of commitment, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, hymn number 405.